You've known Liam for a long time now, both at Durham and here at Yorkshire. You must be personally delighted for the lad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, he had a taste of international cricket somewhat 7-8 years ago now. You know, and after that, he, you know, had a few tough years, found himself in the Durham second 11 for a little while. So, you know, for him to get back now onto the international stage, I think, you know, is great credit to him, and, you know, we're all delighted for him.
Just explain how good he's been this season.
Well, he's been very good in all aspects. You know, I mean, his bowling alone, you know, has been of a high standard for, you know, for the whole season, really. You know, the pace that he's generated, you know, and that hasn't fallen. You know, he's maintained his pace throughout every spell, throughout every game, day in, day out, and, you know, that takes a great fitness level. I mean, he is a supremely fit athlete. And, you know, to bowl as fast as he has for so long, you know, you've got to be fit. But he's, you know, he's caused batsmen a lot of problems. You know, obviously he's got his wickets, but I think he's also created opportunities at the other end, you know, with the fear I think he's put into some of the batsmen. Have created wickets for the other bowlers. So, you know, his bowling's been outstanding. You know, he's a gun fielder, and he's scored some valuable runs for us as well, so he's a three-dimensional cricketer.
He's just talked about how grateful he is to Yorkshire and the way that the club here, the coaches and the players have resurrected his career. Does that give you a lot of praise as well from a personal point of view?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's our job. You know, we obviously signed Liam you know, because of his potential. You know, his career had stalled a little bit at Durham, but we knew, you know, I knew of the potential that he's got. And, you know, all we've encouraged as coaches him to do is bowl fast, you know, simplify his game and just bowl fast. And he's responded magnificently to that. And, we've played our bit as coaches. You know, obviously Jason Gillespie's been very supportive of him and encouraged him. But ultimately the player's got to do it, you know, and he's certainly done that.
Is it fashionable at the moment to have an aggressive fastball in the team? You look at the Mitchell-Johnson effect in the winter. Have England looked at that and thought Liam is the answer to possibly some of their problems that they've faced over the last few months?
Well, no batsman likes pace. Some play it better than others, but, you know, pace causes you problems because obviously your reaction time is much shorter. So, you know, any team is happy to have a bowler with pace, and the more you can have, obviously, the better. But, you know, you've also got to have accuracy as well, and that's been the biggest factor of Liam's success, is that you know, he's not only had pace, but he's been accurate as well. You know, when he's been coming around the wicket and really targeting, you know, batsmen's bodies and the like, you know, it's been well directed. You know, pace ill directed tends to go for a lot of runs. As I say, it's a great asset to have in any team, a bowler with pace, but also, you know, that can control it as well.
And let's not forget Gary Balance and Joe Root, also selected in the squad. I mean, it's an opportunity for those two to start to cement their place within that England team going forward.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, in Joe's case, that we can get him a settled place in the order. I think that's important now, and I'm sure that's on the selectors' minds. In fact, I know it is, that they're going to, you know, decide where he's going to bat and then stick with it. You know, and obviously Gary, you know, he showed good qualities in that Test match at Sydney, you know, under immense pressure. So again, hopefully he'll get a run in the side now, and as you say, establish himself in the Test as well as the ODI squad.
Do you think the likes of Adam Live have been lucky to miss out? He's been probably the form opener in the county championship this season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, he's not been involved in the Lions of late, and obviously they've gone for people involved with kind of the England setup. However, you know, if Adam continues to play the way he has, you know, we're seeing a growing maturity from him now. If he continues in that kind of form, then, you know, I know he has been discussed. You know, I've got a good relationship with James Whittaker, so I know who he's looking at. And, you know, Adam, along with another couple of our lads, are on the radar for England. So, you know, he's just got to keep scoring the runs and then see what happens.